Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. Some animal species hibernate in caves, others in trees, and some deep underground. The Blanding's turtle, however, hibernates completely underwater from late fall until early spring. Its metabolism slows to a crawl, so much so that little oxygen is required. Its tolerance of the cold also allows it to swim sluggishly underneath the ice if it wakes up from its deep slumber. The Blanding's turtle is distinguished from other native turtles by its bright yellow chin and throat. Its shell, head, and legs are dark in color, but are mottled with yellow or light-colored flecks. It is semi-aquatic, but prefers the water. In fact, it only returns to land to move from one body of water to another. The Blanding's turtle even feeds underwater, eating its preferred meals of crayfish, snails, and other small aquatic species below the surface. The Blanding's turtle is a timid and gentle creature. It rarely bites when handled. Instead, it will pull its head and legs into its shell until danger passes. That's a very effective defense mechanism against natural predators, but it does not protect these turtles from man. Blanding's turtle's biggest threats are road mortality, habitat fragmentation, and the destruction of their habitats. As a state endangered species, the Blanding's turtle wetland habitats, terrestrial nesting sites, and the corridors in which they move between need to be protected.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana, protecting the habitat in Indiana for Blanding's turtles and other creatures for 50 years. Information is available at nature.org/Indiana.